This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Kia ora koutou, nau mai, haere mai. Hi there, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuinareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we are going to be diving into a conversation that sits at the very heart of community well-being. How our cultural identity, our language, and holistic health models interact to keep us grounded, resilient, and connected. Stick around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence, and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation, and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa, and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki, or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right, so this month, the Mental Health Foundation released their September Wellbeing Focus, which is their newsletter that you can easily sign up by putting your email in their website. So once a month, you receive this awesome newsletter. This month, it's centered around Te Whare Tapawha, which is a health model created by Sir Mason Dury. At the same time, we're looking ahead to next week, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week, which runs from 14th to 20th of September. When we talk about fighting stigma in mental health, one of the most significant hurdles we face is isolation. We recently talked about this on the show. That feeling that we have to deal with our struggles in silence, or that our personal identity and background don't fit into standard wellness advice. Today, I want to unpack why Indigenous wisdom, language reclamation, and caring for every dimension of our house, our whare nui, provides a direct, powerful antidote to that stigma. We are going to walk through the four walls of Te Whare Tapawha, explore the land foundation beneath it, examine the research connecting cultural identity to mental resilience, and share concrete ways you can participate in Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori right here in our local community. Let's begin by understanding the framework of Te Whare Tapawha. Sir Mason Drury developed this model to illustrate a holistic Māori perspective on health using the metaphor of a whare nui, a meeting house. A house relies on four strong walls to stay upright, and it must sit on a firm foundation. If one wall is damaged or neglected, the structural integrity of the whole building is compromised. The same applies to human health. The five dimensions for health are 1. Taha Hinengaro, mental health and emotional well-being. This wall represents how we think, feel, and communicate. In many communities, stigma heavily impacts Taha Hinengaro because people feel shame when their thoughts feel heavy or disorganized. Caring for your Hinengaro isn't just about managing crisis, it's about active mental stimulation and emotional expression. Practicing mindfulness breathing exercises, for example, journaling, or learning something new, like Te Reo Māori, stretches and strengthens your mind. Dimension 2, Taha Tinana, physical well-being. Taha Tinana is about how your body feels and how you nourish it. Stigma around physical health often tells us we must follow rigid, intense routines. But nourishing your body is personal. It's restful sleep, nutritious kai, gentle stretching, working in a garden, or dancing around the lounge with your family. Physical vitality directly supports emotional balance. Third dimension is Taha Whānau, social and family well-being. Taha Whānau, it's about connection. Your family, friends, colleagues, and wider community. Stigma thrives in secret, isolated spaces. When we share a meal, join a local club, or simply call a friend to catch up, we fortify this wall. Strong social networks means that when one of us stumbles, there are hands ready to steady us. Dimension 4, Taha Wairua, which is our spiritual well-being. Spiritual well-being is often misunderstood as strictly religious, but Taha Wairua is broader. It is your sense of identity, heritage, purpose, and values. It's what makes you feel whole. Connection to your culture, listening to meaningful waiata, for example, or spending time in spaces of personal significance nourishes your spirit. And finally, the fifth dimension, which is whenua, the land foundation. This one was added later. Beneath the four walls sits the whenua, our connection to the land, nature, and the places where we belong. Grounding yourself on the land, either walking barefoot on the grass, visiting local parks, or listening to the ocean, anchors your mental health when life feels turbulent. Now let's explore why language and culture are so critical to this equation. Research into indigenous health models consistently demonstrates that a strong, positive cultural identity serves as powerful protective factor against psychological distress, anxiety, and depression. When people are disconnected from their heritage, language, or community stories, a sense of aimlessness or alienation can take root. Language is not merely a set of words used for communication. Language is the vote of a culture's worldview, philosophy, and values. When we look at Te Reo Māori, concepts of well-being are embedded directly into their daily vocabulary, such as manaakitanga, the act of showing respect, care, and hospitality to others. Whanaungatanga, the sense of family connection and belonging forged through shared experiences. Aroha, compassion, empathy, and love. And kai tiakitanga, guardianship over the environment and one another. When an individual begins to learn or use Te Reo Māori, they aren't just memorizing grammar. They are actively practicing a worldview centered on interconnectedness and mutual care. When we learn our pepeha, identifying your mountain, your river, your ancestral roots, and where you come from, you explicitly state to yourself and others, I belong somewhere. I am connected to history, to land, and to people. That deep sense of place directly combats the internal stigma of feeling useless, alone, or displaced. As we approach Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, running from September 14th to the 20th, we have a tangible opportunity to integrate language and cultural connection into our daily well-being routines. You don't need to be fluent to participate. The movement is built on small, intentional daily steps. Here are practical ways you can get involved and nourish your Whanganui this month. 1. Take part in the multi-language moment or movement. Join thousands of people across Aotearoa New Zealand at a designated time to speak, sing or read Te Reo Māori together. It's a collective moment that reinforces taha whānau across the entire nation. 2. Incorporate Te Reo Māori into everyday conversations, even if it's just a simple kia ora instead of hello, morena instead of good morning, whatever you're comfortable with. Just take time to genuinely listen to their response. 3. Engage with waiata and playlists. Music is an accessible way to absorb language and elevate taha wairua. You can explore official Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori playlists. Probably look around on Google, on Spotify, on Te Reo Language Week website. Find those playlists, listen to local iwi radio stations, or tune into contemporary Aotearoa artists who weave Te Reo Māori into their music. 4. Destigmatize making mistakes. One of the biggest fears people have when learning a language or when reaching out for mental health support is the fear of making a mistake or saying the wrong thing. We need to dismantle that fear. Approaching language learning with humility and kindness creates a safer environment for everyone to learn and grow. I know that, for example, Mario is not perfect, and when I use those words here on the radio, I hope all the Te Reo Māori speakers out there do have kindness towards myself. I'm a Brazilian. I'm a Brazilian Kiwi. And I'm really doing my best to incorporate Te Reo Māori into my daily life. 5. Explore local community events. Check out the Hamilton City Libraries, local community centres and regional workshops hosting storytelling, Te Reo Māori language classes and cultural events throughout the week. I want to take a closer look at the actual mechanics of stigma and why a framework like Te Whare Tapawha is so effective at dismantling it. When people experience mental distress, anxiety or burnout, for example, stigma tells them two dangerous lies. First, that their struggle is a personal failure or defect in character. And second, that they are completely alone in experiencing it. Who hasn't had those thoughts before? I know I have. Stigma thrives in darkness, silence, and isolation. It convinces us to hide our struggles behind a brave face until the weight becomes unbearable. This is where focusing on taha hinengaro, our mental and emotional well-being, becomes transformative. Western models of health often treat mental health in isolation, as if the mind is completely separate from the rest of our body, the community, or the environment. When we view mental health through that narrow lens, it's easy to feel broken when things go wrong. However, when Sir Mason Dury introduced Te Whare Tapawha, he reframed health as an ecosystem. If your mind is struggling, it isn't because you are weak. It may be because your physical body, tinana, is exhausted. Your spiritual sense of purpose, or wairua, is undernourished. Or, for example, your social bonds, your whānau, have been strained. Language plays a huge role here. The words we use to describe our inner world shape our reality. When we incorporate Te Reo Māori into our check-ins, we access concepts that inherently promote connection rather than isolation. For instance, consider the word aroha. It's commonly translated as love, but its components speak to something much deeper. Aru, meaning to focus or pay attention, and ha, meaning the breath of life. Showing aroha to yourself or someone else means paying attention to the essential life force. How deep is that? When you ask someone, Kete pehe koe, how are you? You aren't just making small talk. You're inviting them to pause and acknowledge their hinengaro. Normalizing this daily, intentional check-ins breaks down the stigma of vulnerability. It shifts the conversation from what's wrong with you to how can we restore balance to your wharenui together? I love this. I mentioned here a few times that when I first moved to New Zealand and started speaking English as my language, when people would ask me, how are you? I would respond back, do you want me to be honest or nice? Because I realized very fast that people ask, how are you, as a hello. It's just a passing sentence. They're not really interested in knowing how you're doing. So I would just put that back to the person that if they were really interested and had the time and energy to hear about how I'm actually feeling, I would give them that time and that information. But if not, I would just be respectful and say, I'm fine, thank you, and move on. Now let's expand our foundation of the house, whenua, that last dimension. So, so important. Our connection to the land, soil, and environment. In modern society, particularly in urban environments, many of us spend 90% of our time indoor, glued to screens, navigating traffic, and moving between concrete structures. We become physically disconnected from the natural world. From a holistic health perspective, when you lose touch with the whenua, you lose one of your primary sources of emotional grounding. In Te Reo Māori, the word whenua has a dual meaning. It means the land beneath our feet, but it's also the word for placenta. I didn't know that till I was researching for this episode. This isn't a coincidence. Just as placenta provides nourishment, life, and safety to an unborn child, the land provides everything necessary to sustain human life. We are literally born from and sustained by the earth. When feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or stress, your nervous system is in a state of hyper-arousal. One of the fastest ways to downregulate your nervous system is through physical grounding techniques that connect you back to the whenua, such as barefoot grounding. Step outside into your garden, a park, or onto the grass barefoot. Take off your shoes and allow your feet to directly touch the soil or grass. Focus all your sensory attention on the physical sensation of the ground beneath you. 2. Sensory observation. When walking outdoors, practice active sensory awareness. Notice the scent of rain on the dry ground. Listen to the specific calls of native birds like the tui or fantail, and observe the textures of native flora like the ponga or the kowhai that is beautifully flowering right now. And finally, active stewardship, kai tiakitanga. Getting involved in local conservation, planting native trees, or growing a small vegetable patch in your own backyard connects you directly to the life cycle of the earth. When we care about the land cares for our mental state. It reminds us that we are part of something much larger than our immediate worries. It reminds us that nature moves in cycles. There are seasons of growth, seasons of shedding leaves, and seasons of rest. Giving yourself permission to go through seasons of rest without guilt is essential for long-term mental resilience. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354, and they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there they're, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
To wrap up our show today, let's bring our key takeaways together. Holistic balance. Mental health isn't isolated in the head. Use the Whare Tapawha to check in on your physical body, tinana, your social connections, whānau, your spirit, wairua, your mind, hinengaro, and your connection to the land, whenua. Identity as protection. Language and cultural connection strengthen self-worth and build a resilient shield against social isolation. Action for te wiki o te reo Māori. Start small between 14th and 20th of September. Learn a new phrase, discover your local history, or participate in Te Wā Tuku Reo Māori. To finish up our discussion today, let's talk about turning these concepts into practical community action right here in Hamilton in the wider Waikato region. Mental health isn't an individual burden. It's a collective responsibility. Building a resilient community means creating spaces where everyone feels sense of belonging and cultural safety. Here's how you can put Te Whare Tapawha into action in your community this week. 1. Create inclusive spaces at work or school. If you manage a team or work alongside others, kick off your week with a brief morning check-in, which is also known as whakawhanangatanga. Open meetings with a simple karakia or take 5 minutes to let the team members share one thing they are doing to care for their well-being that week. 2. Support local cultural and mental health initiatives. Just go to your local libraries. There is always so much happening all year round, but especially for Te Reo Māori Language Week. So just go find out your local community center, your local library, your local organizations. Engaging in these community spaces strengthens taha whānau while expanding your mind, taha hinengaro. 3. Small daily language commitments for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. It could be as small as just saying kia ora instead of hello, or morning instead of good morning. And 4. Check in to someone who has pulled away, can break through the isolation and help restore balance to their mental well-being. Grounding our well-being in language, identity, community and land dismantles mental health stigma and normalizes seeking support to keep our lives in balance. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz. Or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.